It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse helped kick off the impeachment case against Donald Trump, and he helped wrap it up Thursday afternoon. Neguse tried to refute an expected freedom of speech defense from Trump's legal team. Neguse said the case isn't about political speech by those who attack the Capitol or Trump himself.
It's about his refusal to accept the outcome of the election and his decision to incite an insurrection. And there's no serious argument that the First Amendment protects that.
Trump's lawyers begin their presentation today. Our live impeachment coverage starts this morning at 10. Calls about possible child abuse have declined in Colorado, but during the pandemic, that doesn't necessarily mean kids are safer. Calls fell 13% to the state's child abuse and neglect hotline in 2020 compared to the year before. There was a bigger drop in calls from educators. Minna Castillo-Cohen with the State Department of Human Services says they expected a decrease last spring as schools shifted to remote-only learning.
Our educators know the children within their classrooms, and they see those kids every day. They're trusted adults. When they're not there in person, it can be harder for an educator to really assess what might be going on in that kid's life.
You do not need to be certain of abuse or neglect to call the hotline. The number is 844-CO-4-KIDS. That's 844-CO, the numeral 4, kids. Emails obtained through a public records request reveal the Division of Motor Vehicles shared personal information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In some cases, the collaboration resulted in arrests. Colorado lawmakers now plan to introduce a bill that would establish guidelines on how data can be shared with federal agencies. If passed, personal information could not be used for immigration enforcement and would only be disclosed for criminal law enforcement with a warrant or subpoena. Snow is in the forecast for much of Colorado, but it won't mean the end of the state's drought problems, CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Forecasters say other parts of the state could see some flurries, too. Light snow is expected across the plains today and Saturday. A few inches could also fall in the valleys and foothills. The wave of snowfall will likely do little to decrease drought conditions statewide. Snow precipitation is well below long-term averages for this time of year, and more than two-thirds of the state is experiencing